delicious, Rita. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2 says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. I love it. It's Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2. Well, hello there. Welcome to the 16th day of February 2017. It's Joey Kroll. With you, I got my cup of coffee here. I got God's Word here to my left and fellowshipping with you today, friend. How's your week coming along? How was, by the way, your Valentine's Day on Tuesday? I hope you felt loved and appreciated. My wife, I surprised her while she was working. I got a really pretty box. It seemed like it was like gift wrap type of box with a bow on top. And I put some of her favorite things in there. And brought her lunch and some roses and surprised her at work. So that was nice. And we spent the evening together watching TV, and it was a good day indeed. So I'm so grateful, friend, that the Valentine of all Valentines is Jesus. I really am. Romans 5:8 says, for God demonstrated his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that's a love that goes beyond just one day a year. It extends to everyone every single day. I love it. Hey, I pray that you're doing well. Just a couple things coming up. If you can, on your prayer list, I know it's probably already kind of lengthy, I know. But if you remember, can you be praying for our group of folks who are going to be joining the Great News Radio tour to Israel next week? Yeah, they leave on Wednesday, I think. They leave on Wednesday and will return March 3rd. So just be praying for them as God ministers to them, but traveling mercies as well. So just be praying for them if you remember. And coming up today, by the way, you're invited to a wellness program taking place at the Great News Radio Center at the Lincoln Square in Urbana throughout the day today between 9 and 10, and again from 12:30 to 1:30, and again from 6 to 7 p.m. It's a wellness program with Dr. Zacharias, and today the discussion will be on activities away from home. If you want more details, just give us a call, 217-367-7777, or just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org. There's some great information right there on our homepage. And while we got the calendars out, let's go ahead and mark it down and circle it around for Saturday night, June 10th, Lincoln Square in Urbana. Ivan Parker coming back to the area, Lincoln Square in Urbana. Tickets just start at $10. More details on that and how to get your tickets also available at greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up here in just a couple of moments, we're going to be discussing our adversary, the enemy, Satan, his beginning, his work, and praise the Lord, his end. That's what we're going to be talking about right after this here on the Thursday edition of Market Friends right here on Great News Radio. That's right, Keith and Kristen Getty, and all hail the power of Jesus' name here on today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. I'll tell you what, most people underestimate his power and his influence in society. Many people believe he's just a bad guy with a pitchfork and a red tail who encourages people only just to lie and steal. In fact, he's the force that motivates people to abuse men, women, and children. He's the force behind every kind of evil in this world today. His name is Satan, and he is very real. And today we're going to be talking about our enemy, Satan. In fact, Satan was actually created as a holy angel. Did you know that? Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 12 to 15 talks about Satan as a holy angel. It says, "You had the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. You were anointed. You were the anointed cherub who covers or guards, depending on which translation you have. And I placed you there. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked in the midst of the stones of fire. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created." And that many theologians consider Ezekiel 28 as a prophecy, a dual prophecy of the king of Tyre and of Satan. And we see here that Satan was an angel. Look at verse 14. "You were the anointed cherub that covers or guards." So many people believe that Satan was likely the highest of all angels. And he was also beautiful. Verse 12, "You had the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty." He was also had the seal of perfection, according to verse 12. Verse 15 says, "You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created." So he was beautiful. He was perfect. He was full of wisdom. And yeah, we're talking about Satan as he was created as a holy angel. So what happened? Ezekiel 28, verse 15 tells us, "You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created until unrighteousness was found in you. By the abundance of your trade, you were internally filled with violence, and you sinned. Therefore, I have cast you as profane from the mountain of God, and I have destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom by reason of your splendor. I cast you to the ground." Isaiah 14 picks up the fall of Satan, who was a beautiful angel and full of wisdom and beauty. Isaiah 14 verse 12 says, "How far you have fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, son of the dawn. You have been cut down to the earth, you who have weakened nations. But you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of the assembly in the recesses of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High." Whew! He became arrogant in his beauty and status and decided that he wanted to sit on a throne above that of God. So Satan's pride led to his fall. He says, "I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of the assembly in the recesses of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High." Satan was not satisfied with the high position that God already gave him. He desired to usurp God's throne and sit on it himself in the place of the Messiah. He allowed pride and arrogance to enter his heart. He wanted to be like God or even above God. And I know some of us know what that's like, because many of us, including myself, we want to be the God of our own life. It's my life. It's my ministry. Those are my talents. This is my day off. That's my money. And if we're not too careful, we may become like Satan, who wants to be like God. Because of sin, God permanently removed Satan from his exalted position and role. Satan rather be a king in hell than a servant in heaven. So he had his beginning, he had his fall, and Satan even today has a mission statement. Did you know that? In fact, the mission statement here at Great News Radio is to educate, edify, and evangelize. That's our mission statement. That's our heartbeat here at Great News Radio. But Jesus told us Satan's mission statement. Turn, if you would, to John chapter 10, verse 10. John chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy." The enemy wants to destroy families. Yeah, we've seen that over the last several years. In fact, he comes to destroy marriage. I mean, the door of marriage is open so wide that anyone can get married to anyone they want. I heard a famous pastor say one time, anytime you counterfeit something, you devalue it. The reason why the government won't allow you to make your own currency is because you would devalue the real currency. You make it less value. And the same thing with marriage. If you open the gates of a man marrying a man, or a woman marrying a woman, or a man marrying his favorite pet, you make marriage whatever you want it to be, and you devalue marriage. In fact, throughout the scripture, God refers to the church and his people as the bride of Christ. So if God uses the imagery of marriage as how he relates to his people, of course Satan would want to destroy marriage. Or going back to the family, he comes to destroy and ruin families. If you look up any study, it will tell you that the way a child views their earthly father affects the way they see their heavenly father. So, of course, the enemy wants to get the man out of the home, wants men to believe the lie that they don't need to take the responsibility. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. We also need to remember that Satan is a liar. Oh, friend, this is so important. Satan is a liar. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 44, "You are of your father, the devil." He's talking to some Pharisees and teachers of the law here in John chapter 8, verse 44. Jesus said, "You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of all lies." Jesus told us two things about the enemy. He's a murderer and he is a liar. He wants to bring murder and death to purity, murder and death to your joy, murder and death to your happiness, murder and death to your fellowship with Christ. He wants to bring spiritual death, physical death, emotional death, and eternal death. Jesus said he is a murderer. He also called him a liar. Called him a liar. Satan is a liar, and he does it so subtle, too, don't he? Really, he does. I mean, the most clever lies sound most like the truth. Any good liar will use a little bit of truth and dunk it in a bucket of lies. I mean, a broken clock is correct twice a day. Amen? Satan is a liar. Before you sin, Satan says, "It's no big deal." Afterwards, he says, "This is so big, you can never be forgiven." Both are lies. In fact, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been or where you're at, you're never beyond the hand of a loving God. He loves you. Friend, he loves you. Satan is the twister of truth, the father of fallacy, the shifter of scripture, the prince of perversion, and the slanderer of the saint. And while he is those things, we need to remember that Satan is a created being. Ezekiel 28, verse 15 says, "You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created." Satan's a created being. In Genesis chapter 3, Satan came on the scene as a serpent. And it says that the serpent was the most craftiest of all the animals that God had created. Satan is a created being. His power is limited. Jesus told Peter in Luke chapter 22, "Satan has asked permission to sift you like wheat. Satan has asked permission to sift you like wheat. In Job chapter 1, God gave Satan permission to take what belongs to Job, but said, only do not put forth your hand on him. In Matthew chapter 8, Mark chapter 5, and Luke chapter 8, Jesus commanded a legion of demons to enter into the herd of pigs. In Job chapter 38, verse 11, God says he limits the waves of the sea. He says, thus far you shall come, but no farther, and here shall your proud waves stop. And in the same way, there are boundaries and rules that Satan must abide by because he is a created being. So if he is a created being, therefore he has a creator. And some folks ask, how could a good creator God make something so evil and wicked? Why did God create evil? And God did not create evil. Remember, we just read that Satan was created as a beautiful, perfect being until unrighteousness was found in his heart. Dr. Erwin Lutzer, he was talking about Satan one time, and he says, so how much power does Satan have? Only as much as God allows and not 1 ounce more. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, all authority has been given to me. Not 99.5%. Not 99.6%, not 99.7%, not 99.9%. Jesus said, all authority has been given to me. And probably one of my all-time favorite verses is found in Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. It says, and the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever and ever. Friend, there is coming a day where temptation will no longer be a thing in your life and mine. Satan has his expiration date coming to him. He will have his final doom. You know, in an art gallery in London hangs a portrait of a chess game entitled Checkmate. On one side of this chessboard is the devil full of laughter. His hand is posed ready to make the next move, the final move. And on the other side of the chessboard sits a shaking, frightened young man, sweat coming down from his forehead, mixed with tears pouring from his eyes. And one day a chess champion from another country visited the gallery, and the painting naturally caught his eye. So he stood there and examined the portrait for a very long time. People were coming and going, and right before they were about to close the gallery, people in every part of this enormous building heard a loud scream as the chess champion yelled, yes, you have one more move. You don't have to lose. See, friend, what the chess champion had done was discover another move that the man could take, a way for the young man to not only escape checkmate, but to deliver checkmate on the devil in only just a few more moves. Friend, I want you to know today on this Thursday, I want you to know that the devil does not have the last move. You are not fighting for victory. The game has already been won through the cross of Jesus Christ.
Awesome God, he reigns from heaven above with wisdom.
that's right. Our God is an awesome God. And all God's people said, amen. Fred, I do appreciate your time and your attention today. You can always drop us a note here at the radio ministry. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Would love to hear from you. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's Friday. Praise the Lord. Mark and Jason in the studio for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, until next time, though, friend, just remember as you are out and about today and this week that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.